Hello, it's the Friday Show. It's John Gibbons hosting this week, and I'm joined by Paul Duaney, by Paul Senior, and by Chloe Bloxham, and we're looking ahead to the Premier League fixtures. And we're going to start on Sunday, not least there because Paul here, so we can get him in the action as early as possible. But there's also three really interesting games taking place in the Premier League on Sunday. The earliest, well, there's two o'clock, so we'll start with the other one, Southampton v Man United. Chloe, are we worried about Man United yet?
Not yet. The thing is, with Leeds, I absolutely adore watching them. And when it goes right, it looks absolutely beautiful. But when it goes wrong, they get absolutely walloped, to be honest with you. It's not like a 2-0. It is very much 4-5. Man United played some good stuff. You can see what pre-season has done for them with Bruno Fernandes and Paul Pogba. But, you know, the thing is, they don't have the togetherness and experience that our squad does. They don't have the title races. There was that one stage where they were in it, and it kind of deflated quite quickly. And to be fair, they haven't kept up with City in any time. There's been times where they've came second, but they've been 10 plus more points off. And Liverpool are the only one who's challenged City in the last 4 or 5 years. So, no, I'm not worried about it. I can say that they played very well. I can be honest and say that, you know, they will finish top four. Not higher than Liverpool, and please tell me that I'm right, because if not, then I won't want to listen to this back ever. But yeah, no, I think it's an easy win for United against Southampton, just because I wasn't really impressed by them on the first day. And, you know, they had some good moments, but they were gifted the first goal, and after that they didn't really create much, they didn't do much. And you can tell that Armstrong with a brilliant finish, but didn't really do the movements as such as Danny Ings does. So yeah, not really fussed about United. I'll focus on Liverpool first. I'll focus on getting back into Anfield first. But you know, they've had a decent start, and it's a massive rivalry that they've won there, and that'll give them confidence.
I mean, we have got to talk about other teams on the show, whether we like it or not, Chloe, I'm afraid. What I would say is, Paul, is they did it all without the two brand new signings. Obviously, Sancho was on the bench and came on. Varane just had a nice little walk around Old Trafford for a bit. And so I was watching them thinking, you know, I take Chloe's points and I take the Leeds United thing. I had Dan Shaw on the coach home on Monday. He was like, oh yeah, but we battered them last year. But still, they looked at a reasonably formidable outfit to me.